But now it's time for the healthcare hazard of the week. And today we're going beyond the bull, the bull, the bull, the bull, the bull, the bull, the bull. 2 weeks ago, I talked about smart meters, and the response was crazy. So many phone calls and emails from folks who either didn't know about the health dangers surrounding smart meters, or who did, and wanted to do something about the forced deployment of these little discussed health hazards by our friends at the utility companies. For those who missed it, briefly, smart meters are digital meters which record electrical, gas, and water usage. The information is then transmitted wirelessly to the utility companies. Smart meters have already been installed in many states. Some states are currently in the process of installation, but eventually all states will have them. In fact, it's a global effort to create a smart grid. These smart meters are referred to as access points. So, for example, the information from your meter or access point is sent to utility points, usually located on streetlights and power poles. Then, this information is forwarded to the utility company. In this way, smart meters provide real-time data to the utility company, removing the need for meter readers. The installation of smart meters is only the first phase. In the second phase, your appliances will communicate with the smart meter. This provides information on when and how much electricity a particular appliance uses. The information will then be available to the consumer to make smart choices regarding their electrical usage. The communication between appliances and your thermostat and smart meter will occur wirelessly. Well, now, that sounds very cool, doesn't it? So why the concern? Well, with the installation of millions of smart meters, the number of cellular transmitters is increasing and changing our RF exposure, that being radio frequency or radiation exposure. These fields do not occur in nature. And in the second phase, when our electrical appliances are talking wirelessly to the smart meter, the RF levels and exposure to RF frequencies inside our buildings can and will be increased. There will be no way to escape from this exposure. These frequencies are similar to frequencies used in cell phones, wireless computer networks, cordless phones, baby monitors, Wi-Fi systems, and other wireless networks and devices. The meter uses a technology which is referred to as frequency hopping spread spectrum. That means that the transmission frequency will change constantly during its monitoring, making it impossible for the utility companies to say that the frequency is at a safe, predictable, and constant level. The data from the wireless smart meter is then sent out in short transmission bursts. The most controversial question is, how often is this intermittent burst occurring during any given 24-hour period? This short time sequence makes it difficult to detect and measure the signal properly with RF instruments. During a measurement at one residential meter, the researchers manually counted the number of bursts for a 10-minute time period. The number of bursts varied significantly over the time period. So the question is, what effect do these peaks, spikes, and bursts have on us and our bodies? Many people already have reported significant and serious changes in their health and well-being related to the installation of wireless smart meters on their property. The main symptoms reported are sleeping disorders, insomnia, tinnitus, ringing in the ear, fatigue, nausea, dizziness, irritability, listlessness, heart palpitations, and changes in behavior. And these are just the initial short-term symptoms. Who knows what the long-term cumulative effect of this radiation exposure will cause? And think, if this exposure damages us as human beings, it logically has an impact on the environment, birds, animals, all living things. But then most of us don't think to do anything about these kinds of things because, heck, I haven't fallen over yet. I feel good today. The birds are still flying around. All is well. I wonder what I should have for lunch today. Oh, and then what about the genius dad who just invented smart pajamas? Now, don't read a book to your children before bed. Simply scan their pajamas and let them fall asleep with the radiation from the smartphone bathing them to death. To me, it's unbelievable. And what about privacy issues? Watching me. with this type of remote access to our electrical, gas, and water usage, what we do in private now becomes available to whomever views the data at the utility company. Aha! Mr. Dinglemeyer is taking a shower right now. Uh-oh, Mrs. Shemanskiewicz is in the refrigerator again. I think if I was in the market for a new appliance, I'd be sure to purchase one that does not have the smart chip in it. In this way, the utility company cannot eventually communicate and potentially turn off the appliance if they think I'm using too much or using it at the wrong time. Does Big Brother come to mind? And now hacking into the data transmission is another concern. Now thieves and thugs can figure out how to tap into this information and can easily tell by your usage if you are home or not. Customers have also reported significant increases in their bills because you will be billed for an entire hour of use, and if you dry your hair for 3 minutes during a heavy use peak period of time, there goes your bill. So what can you do? People are asking about surrounding the meter with tinfoil. The exterior shielding of meters may not be very useful and actually may impede the operation of the meter and may be counterproductive. Shielding kits have already been sold on the internet. How effective they are should be evaluated by taking before and after installation measurements with a quality RF meter. Now, I'm not a scientist, so I'd say to do your due diligence before spending lots of money on dubious remedies. The best remedy is to fight right now not to have one installed on your home, or if you already have one, do everything you can to have it removed. All of this concern has led to community activism against the installation of wireless meters with websites and appeals to decision makers and politicians. I've personally attended some meetings about this and find that only a small group of people even know about this. And when I asked how to best bring this subject to light via this radio program with solid ways to offer you, the listener, a resource, who to call, who to talk to, I was given a list of local, regional, and state representatives to call. So before I gave you that information, I tried all of these avenues myself. Here's what I found. When I called the utility company, they forwarded me to a phone bank of people called Rule the Roost, which I believe is part of Honeywell, the manufacturers of the smart meter. They basically said nothing of value, although a nice girl did put me on the temporary opt-out list. Then I called the Public Utilities Commission, and another girl quickly took my name and tried to get off the phone. I asked, "Do I get a confirmation number for this phone call? Do you need my address, phone number, or other identifying information?" "Oh, no," she said. "We made a note that you called." "Yeah, I'm sure you did." I gave her my name so quickly and sloppily on purpose so that she wouldn't be able to understand what I said in hopes that she would ask for clarification, the correct spelling, perhaps. Well, she didn't. I could have said that this was Seymour Butts, and she wouldn't have known the difference. Then I went to every website of our state and local politicians and sent an email via their online contact forms. No answer from anyone, and it has been weeks. I called Senator's office in Columbus, Ohio, and was told to call my local office. So I called, and the gal who answered the phone must have started that afternoon because she either had no idea what I was talking about or she feigned ignorance. After being put on hold, an aggressive-sounding woman answered, "How can I help you?" Oh, I told her that I host 3 radio shows on patient safety in the Cleveland area and want to be able to give my listeners correct contact information regarding their concerns about smart meters. "You want to do what?" she replied. So I nicely repeated myself. "Oh, you'll have to call your utility company." Seriously? Talk about uninformed. So I explained how that was a fruitless endeavor and that as a representative of the people, the senator needs to hear what the people have to say. "Oh, you'll have to put that in writing before we say anything to the senator," she said. "Yeah, I already did that via your website and haven't heard a word." Frustrated, I hung up. So, who should I tell you to call? At this point, Ghostbusters might be the best choice. Our politicians seem to give lip service up to the point and then back off. Wishy-washy, yakety-yak. I say hit 'em with your purse and don't vote for those who do not do their job to listen and represent. This is radiation without representation. We, the consumer, should be provided with clearly understandable information about the radio frequency emission of all devices that emit RF radiation, including smart meters. Such information should include the intensity, the duration, and frequency of the power output and, in the case of smart meters, the pattern of sending and receiving transmissions to and from all sources. We should not allow our rights to be stripped, to be ignored, to be brushed off by ignorant telephone girls, to be avoided by our elected officials. We should not be forced to have the utility company install, or as they say, deploy, as if this were some kind of military strategy and we are the enemies. We should not be forced to accept the known cancer-causing surveillance device to be attached to our only safe haven, our homes. Right now, the best thing you can do is share this radio show with everyone you know. This segment that you are hearing right now will be posted on our website so all who missed it can hear it. Send mass emails to all of your contacts and send them to speakupandstayalive.com. There you will find a letter that you can reproduce to send to your utility company and your representatives in an attempt to make your wishes known. You'll find this and more information about smart meters at the website speakupandstayalive.com. Now, the easiest way to correspond with me personally is to email speak@speakupandstayalive.com. You can call me, and I try to get back to everyone, but the amount of calls is sometimes so high that it may take a few days. But leave a message, and I will get back to you. 440-725-5462. I do want to hear what you have to say. We shouldn't have to call Ghostbusters to have our voice heard on such a life-threatening issue. Please, do what you can to make a difference.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Something